Blog Talk Radio.
Production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
It's a rainy summer evening here in Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, currently being joined by no one. Hopefully, co-host Charles Anschutz will be joining me shortly. Until then, welcome to the show. We got a big show tonight. First time ever, we'll be talking to the Priest of Punishment, Michael Judas, who I believe is still the first and only Iron Man at Anarchy Wrestling. He also will be wrestling at Dragon Con in a couple of weeks. And here is Southern Fried Championship Wrestling owner Charles Anschutz. How are you tonight, sir? Hello?
I'm here, brother.
I didn't hear. I heard a little bit of... Yes.
I'm live and living color, Jonathan.
Can you hear me okay? Because I can't hear you, Charles.
I hear you now clear. So what's going on, buddy?
Oh, just getting ready to talk to Michael Judas, and then Ring of Honor's Adam Cole will be on shortly after that. So another big show for us tonight.
No doubt about it, and you're going to have me confused as hell because we got Adam Cole and Michael Judas, whose name is Michael Cole, and then it's Michael Cole, the ring announcer, and it's going to be cold, cold, cold on me tonight, and I can't figure out. I hope I don't get too confused.
I thought Michael Judas's name was Michael Judas.
Okay, never mind.
So Southern Fried had two shows on Saturday, correct?
That's right. We sure did. We had an afternoon matinee show that went really well, and we had a night show, if you read Larry's report, that went swimmingly, and a main event that was absolutely amazing, breathtaking, unreal, unbelievable, and anything that we could have ever dreamed it would have been.
Well, I guess if you weren't there, you can read Larry Goodman's report. I believe he reported on both shows, correct?
He just had the results for the afternoon show. He was there for the night show and was very enamored with the main event and a few other things. You know, we always have hits and misses, but a very positive review from Larry. And we always appreciate the criticisms because it helps us get better. But Larry was... said that the main event basically was one of the damnedest things he'd ever seen, not only at the indie level, but at any level.
Well, sorry I missed it, but yeah, like I said, you can read Larry's report at gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com. The only wrestling I attended over the weekend was Mucha Lucha Atlanta yesterday, which was interesting as always. I got to meet Blue Demon Jr., which was pretty cool. They crowned their first champion. Tigre del Ring is his name. Not sure where he's from, but the belt looked nice.
Yeah, I saw that picture you posted with Blue Demon. I, who was the guy with him? It was a tall guy, like Hijo de Ugly, taking a picture with him. Or was that you?
I don't know who that guy was.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sure it was Blue Demon, a very accomplished wrestler, and it was a big thing to get him into that show. And I saw those outstanding luchadors, Cameron Cade and Jeremy Foster were working as well, I saw.
Yeah, and your old friend Nigel Sherrod,
who came out
on...
I don't
it
like
was a three-way match. three-way match to start the show between those three, and Nigel came out on top, but he did not endear himself to the crowd in any way.
Well, I'm sure Nigel was politically incorrect, which I would appreciate. Outside of that, I don't like Nigel. I don't care for Nigel. He's right there with Larry Goodman, although Larry Goodman has moved up a spot this week. Nigel Sherrod is below Larry Goodman at this point and barely above Steve Platinum as people that I don't like. And I tell you what, Nigel, I haven't liked him since I saw him on Honey Boo Boo.
Well, we've got a caller, and I think it's too early for it to be one of our guests, so let's find out. It's a 727 number. You're on Georgia Wrestling Now. Who's this?
Jonathan Williams, how are you going to act like you don't recognize my phone number when I was the guest host on the show for a good year and some change, and I'm pretty sure you got my phone number saved in your cell phone.
So well, let me see. You know, Danny you know Only. Yes, yeah, it is Danny know. Only. The problem is I can't, like, if your name popped up on the screen, of course I would know it was you, but I can't look up the phone number. But anyway, welcome to the show.
Do you know, how many people do you know with the 727 area code?
Probably just one.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, Charles, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, Mr. Danny. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm not going to take too much of your time. You got some two outstanding guests coming up, Michael Judas and Adam Cole. That's going to be some really good radio. I am a little bit insulted, though, that you took so long to bring me on the phone, and I had to listen about you talking about Cameron Cade. I'm pretty sure Cameron does enough talking about himself. He doesn't need anybody else to do it for him. But all that notwithstanding, I wanted to tell you personally, Jonathan Williams, that you should keep your ears open for the next few months because things are going to get really, really interesting. And I'll just leave it at that. You guys have a good show.
All right. Well, I will definitely do that. And I assume by ears open, you mean eyes on Facebook and things like that. But do you have any idea what he's talking about, Charles?
I have no earthly idea what he's talking about.
Well, hopefully it means Danny Only will be back in the ring a little more often because that's always interesting. And he hasn't been in the ring a whole lot since his return, at least not here in Georgia. So if that's the case, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's just say, just when you thought you had everything figured out, guys like me and Danny changed the game.
But you just said you had no idea what he was talking about.
Just when you think you got it all figured out, we change the game.
All right. Well, we'll see what that means, hopefully, in the near future. But
Johnny,
for now, we got to get ready for our first guest.
You know
a lot about
my hands and a little of everything.
Yes, you do.
And I know what goes on.
Yes. Moving on, though, we're getting ready for Michael Judas now, Charles, and you are very familiar with him from Anarchy as well as, was that Shindig? Is that his only match in Southern Fried so far, or has he done other matches there?
That's the only one so far, but if I have anything to do with it, it won't be the last.
All right. Well, I always enjoy seeing him at Dragon Con. I don't know. He's not on the poster for Hostile Environment, Anarchy Wrestling's big show this Saturday, but I suspect he will be involved in some Anarchy shows in the near future because it's kind of not like him to be away from Anarchy for too long.
Just to update that, not only will he be a Hostile Environment this weekend, not only will he be working in one match, he'll be involved in two matches this weekend.
Oh, yeah, this is... Well, I guess we can talk to him about that in just a few minutes, but that is news to me. So I'm also curious about Champions with Attitudes, a promotion he works for in Orangeburg, South Carolina. I don't know if that's for him or if that's somewhere he regularly works, but I just recently saw some pictures of him there. So always interesting to hear about the promotions around Georgia that guys wrestle for.
And we need to touch off on the big tour of China that he went on recently. Are you aware of that?
I did see something about that. So obviously that'll be bring up as soon as we get him on the phone.
Well, you're probably going to leave him on hold like you did me. While we got a dead moment, you know, let's talk about this past weekend in Georgia. You know, between the two shows in Monroe, we pushed close to 300 with the two shows combined. Peach State was, I think Rick told me, had their best August show ever, around 230-ish, if I remember correctly. I think Barnesville pushed 500 this weekend. You know, those people who said wrestling was dead in Georgia just really didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
Yeah, and I heard AWE drew pretty well yesterday.
Yes, I meant to mention that. Josh and them are starting to take off, and I'm proud for them. They provide a quality product and should be getting more return than what they've been getting.
Well, I think we've got our guest on the line.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Welcome to the show, the Priest of Punishment, Michael Judas. How are you tonight, sir?
What's up, guys? After hearing that, I feel like I should run out and start punching people.
I was waiting on you to throw the hood off.
How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Glad to have you. You're someone that, since we started the show almost 4 years ago, I've been wanting to have on the show, so it's great to finally get you on here.
Hey, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
So as we were just talking about all that you've had going on recently and what you have coming up. So I guess first let's talk about Hostile Environment. Charles informed me that you not only will be there, but you have two matches scheduled. So what's going on there? Who are you going to be facing?
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty busy. I'm facing Todd Sexton in an Iron Man match in the first part of the show, which is pretty exciting match. We haven't wrestled in 10 years. We're two guys that were at Anarchy from the beginning. We were both at Wildside. He actually was one of my very first wrestling matches as a tag team when I came to Wildside back in 2000. So we've probably wrestled 4 or 5 tag matches back when I first started, and we've had 2 singles matches, and the most recent one was 10 years ago. So it's going to be a pretty big deal, and I hope and I think it's going to be one of the best matches of the year in the state of Georgia, if not on the indie scene, period.
Did you say Jeff Lewis was your opponent?
No, Todd Sexton.
Oh, Todd Sexton, okay.
Todd Sexton.
Now, having some audio difficulty tonight.
Yeah, I'm done with Jeff Lewis. I've already pinned him. We're done.
Oh, okay. Well, I just...
Jonathan, to jump in right there, look, on paper, a lot of people would say that's a huge mismatch, but at Anarchy recently, since Todd's concentrated more on getting back in the ring, Todd has been on a big roll here lately in Anarchy. He's got a lot of big victories, and so, you know, it's an uphill battle, but hell, I give him a puncher's chance.
Yeah, Todd has a lot of talent, a lot of ability. I may outweigh him by 80 pounds, but he's always taking everything that I have, all my knowledge, all my skill, to compete with him in the ring, and I don't expect anything different this Saturday night.
So are you still the first and only Iron Man at Anarchy?
I am.
hopefully I'll remain the only one and I don't ever have to lose.
So how does I know to become a man you have to win three in a match at three consecutive Anarchy events, but then when someone else wins three consecutive matches, do they then have to challenge you for it, or do they just become another Iron Man?
No, they have to win three consecutive matches in 10 minutes or less. Think of it as the old NWA television title, where they had to win the match in less than 10 minutes or the champion retained the title. It's kind of that concept, okay. Except to be a contender for the Ironman title, you have to win three consecutive matches in 10 minutes or less, and then you have to beat me in 10 minutes or less to become the new Ironman. And if neither one of us were able to win a victory in that 10 minutes, I actually can lose a title also. So a draw doesn't help me, so I must win.
And is that what this match is going to be with Todd Sexton?
Yeah, this match is for the Ironman title. It's fitting hostile environment, the very first hostile environment. I won the Anarchy title for the first time.
Right.
The company was probably two months old. And that was a cage match with Rain Man. If you've ever met Rain Man, you know he's very talented. I put this match up there as equal in importance and magnitude as far as the excitement level and what we're going to bring to the fans this Saturday night.
And then what is your second match on Saturday?
Second match is the wonderful War Games match inside of the steel cage. That's always exciting because the cage itself is a very popular component in the match. And it's Anarchy versus Team PCW. And that angle has been running for a while. I haven't been at the shows. I've been in China, as you know, and had some time off. I was hurt. So PCW has pretty much been running rampant through Anarchy. So hopefully this Saturday night we can get the upper hand and take control of this entire situation.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you mentioned China. Let's back up to that a little bit.
Yeah.
What promotion were you wrestling for in China? A lot of people talk about going to Japan, but I haven't heard a whole lot of people say they went to China to wrestle.
Yeah, it's for Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling. The promoter is Ricky Nelson. If you remember Ricky Nelson back in the day, he used to do a lot of job matches for Crockett. And if you know anything about the jobbers, that means they were very talented and had a lot of skill to help get the top names over with really good matches. He runs Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling. We'll be actually in Monroe, Georgia on September the 12th with a lot of the same crew that went to China. But China was – it was awesome. A lot of people go to Japan and come back with awesome stories. Wrestling has been big in Japan for a long time. With the communist government situation in China the way it is right now, they haven't allowed WWE, WCW, TNA, nobody over the years have been able to get a foothold in China. And a group of very important people have decided they want to bring wrestling, American wrestling, to China. There are smaller promotions that are closed off from the world that do have some form of wrestling, but it's very, very Stone Age, like back in the day, 60s, 70s style wrestling. I think they want to bring more modern, like a lot of high flying, a lot of high risk, a lot of the violence that we have in our wrestling, a lot of the characters and storylines, they want to bring that over. And so our show and China drew 6,000, sold out. We didn't have ringside because the government pulled the ringside seating at the last minute, or there probably would have been 8,000 to 10,000 or maybe more, depending on how many seats they could have put around the ring. But we go back in November, from November 4th through November 16th. for another tour. We're going to do, I think it's 8 shows in 12 days, and that'll be huge.
So I'm guessing even from your time in TNA, that's the biggest audience you've wrestled in front of, right?
No. In Puerto Rico, we would fill baseball stadiums with 10 to 12,000 people. And those fans were crazy. They would throw things at you, spit at you. they got into their wrestling, but they would have what you would call a double A or triple A ballpark here. It's their major league stadiums over there, and we would sell out the seats, have some ringside on the grass, and the stadium probably holds 8,000-9,000, and we fill it up, all the seats, standing room only. So it was pretty crowded in Puerto Rico. I know they're hurting now, but that's with government issues.
When did you wrestle in Puerto Rico?
05 to 07. 2005, that's where the Michael Judas character came from. They originally wanted to put me under a mask, and I didn't really want to go under a mask because it's 110 degrees 90% of the time in Puerto Rico. So I came up with an alternative to wearing a mask, and that's the Michael Judas character with the face paint.
How did you get chosen to go to China? Is Mid-Atlantic a promotion you wrestle for on a regular basis?
Yeah, I worked for them a lot back in 2011, 2012, before I had to have my ACL reconstructed. And I did a lot of shows in Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee for him. And then I tore my ACL, had to have that repaired. And then I bought a gym in South Carolina, and I started running that. So I took less bookings on the road to get the gym up and going. And now that it's going really well, I'm free to able to take more bookings and travel more. And he contacted me back in December, wanting to know if I was interested, if he could get it together and get it going. And I told him, of course. Who does not want to go to China and see the Great Wall?
Charles, you got anything?
Yeah, on the China thing, I know you had Chase Owens with you, and maybe was it Skyler that was with you, and Tessa Blanchard, and a few more. Who did you have got that?
We had Chase Owens, his road buddies, Matt Sigmund and Elliot Russell. We had Jamie Jameson, Tessa Blanchard, Barbie Hayden, the Barbarian, Ricky, of course, and Jeff Lewis for this first tour. I think he's looking to take Buff, maybe Matt Hardy, maybe Gunner, and a few other TNA, former WCW guys on this next trip.
Good deal. You know, I think Chase is one of my favorite guys to watch. I really enjoy him a lot. We got him in once last year. And actually had him work Fred Yeah, one of the greatest matches we've ever had.
He's really good.
Yes, he's very good. He was actually the NWA World Junior Champion at that time, and him and Fred tore the house down. So
trying to get him to work out and go to the gym more often, but he's on Periscope now, and he's Periscope like 3 workouts since we got back. So we might be on to something. He might be like going to the gym more often, getting a little 6-pack. So the ladies may actually enjoy watching him work out now.
I heard that.
Hope he's listening.
I saw you also wrestle for a promotion called Champions with Attitudes. Is that something new for you, or is that something you've been doing for a while?
I worked for him one time back in 2009. With the way the license situation works in South Carolina. I just don't really wrestle in South Carolina that often. But they called me up back in June, no, back in May, wanting to know if I wanted to start doing some shows with them. So I started last Saturday and I'm going to be back there on September the 5th, taking on their heavyweight champion, Six. So that should be really fun.
The same Six from Anarchy? Or no, that's Seven. I'm sorry. Six is the guy that wears a mask, right?
Yeah, he wears a mask. Kind of looks like a cross between Predator and some ghost demon from Hell, off of Hellraiser.
Right.
Yeah, that's like the Salem Center Six guy character, I think it is.
Yeah, that's his name, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so that
he would fit right in at Dragon Con.
He would. Dragon Con is awesome. His character would fit right in with all the cosplay and all the fantasy and demons and dragons and stuff. So they would love him.
Speaking of Dragon Con, how many years have you wrestled there? I know you've been there quite a bit.
Six now. Yeah.
This will be your sixth year?
This will be the sixth year. Yeah. I started, right after I got back from Puerto Rico. So, 2008 would have been my first show. And then I took a year off because of my knee. So this will be my sixth show at Dragon Con. And I love going to Dragon Con because I'm a video game nerd, comic book reader, and getting to see all the cosplay costumes is amazing. It's like the highlight of the weekend.
Yeah. And of course, that's a very different environment from the typical indie wrestling show.
It sure is. Those guys are crazy. They scream on every punch. They scream on every bump. They scream on every high flying spot. Like they get into the wrestling. They really do. But they're all probably half lit, walking around looking at costumes by the time they come into our show. That might help.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of the, I know they have stuff on Thursday nights, but Friday nights is like the real opening night for Dragon Con. And that's the big event for a lot of people that are there.
Oh,
some people just aren't into it, but
they fill that hall up they got to pack about 2,000 people into that hall at least.
Yeah.
Standing room only all the time.
So you obviously, you go over really well there because of your kind of demonic, dark gimmick. But for people who've never been to Dragon Con Wrestling, how would you describe that environment and that audience?
They're rowdy and fun. All of them look like they're straight out of a comic book store. They're all in costumes. They're all decked out. Some of them have better... Most of them have better costumes than we have. I know Brody always tries to dress up in a different comic book character to match the fans because the fans' costumes are always so good. We get a kick out of the costumes. We get to go out. As we're going into the ring, we try to find all the good costumes. And we want pictures with those guys. They're wanting pictures with us, and we're wanting pictures with them.
And, of course, it's probably the only wrestling show where Fruity Pebbles, or no, not Fruity Pebbles, Lucky Charms have been banned.
Lucky Charms are banned at Dragon Con. Evidently, Lucky Charms are really hard to clean out of carpet. So they are banned as a weapon at Dragon Con. I don't think they're going to help you win a match too much, but they must be hell on carpet cleaning.
Yeah, but they're magically delicious.
Yes, they are.
What's the strangest weapon you've ever used in a Dragon Con match?
The strangest weapon. Probably shooting somebody with a fake laser gun. That might be the strangest weapon I've done. And he sold it. It was a fake laser gun. Fantasy guy wanted me to shoot a guy with it, so I shot a guy with it, and he sold the fake laser gun. And the crowd went crazy. And then I got kicked in the face for shooting a fake laser gun.
having some audio problems on my end. I don't know if I'm talking over anyone, but what do you have coming up after Hostile Environment and Dragon Con?
Let's see. I have CWA in Orangeburg on September the 5th. Dragon Con's the night before. September the 12th in Monroe, Georgia for MACW. September the 11th, almost forgot, the night before that, I'm in Lenore, North Carolina for an Upstart promotion. I'm going to be taking on Jacob Ashworth in the main event of that show. And then in October, I'm going to be in North Carolina in Roanoke Rapids along with whatever Anarchy shows I'm booked for. That's what my schedule looks like so far. Maybe in Mississippi in October. I'm waiting to hear back from the promoter if he's going to bring us in on October the 3rd in Corinth, Mississippi. So I'm waiting here on that.
All right.
And then we go back to China.
Cool. The Mid-Atlantic stuff you said will be in Monroe. Is that like a cross promotion with Southern Fried?
No, it's different. Did Southern Fried just run in Monroe?
Yeah, we ran last Saturday night.
He does a lot of shows with the Sheriff's Department, raising money for the schools in the area. So he works with the Sheriff's Department on raising money for the schools. So he picks towns that he has relationships with the sheriffs. So the shows are all promotions to help raise money for the kids to buy gym equipment and computers and things like that. So it's a separate promotion. Hello? Am I still on?
Yeah, I still got, this is Charles here. I still got you. I think Jonathan is, we're losing him. Can you hear me now?
We may have lost your co-host.
Yeah, it sounds like we lost him. I'm still here.
Hi, Charles. It's all up to you to carry the show now.
Hey, man, you know what? It's finally I get my chance to shine.
It's time to be the star, Charles. Like Jay Leno when Johnny Carson left the show. It's time, your turn.
Well, I got the chin sticking out
I'm
now.
I'm here.
Well, you just stay out of the damn way because I got this now. I don't want to know about Michael. Just mention the fact that he beat Rain Man, who, if my recollection going back over my history, Rain Man is Corey Chavis, if I remember right.
Corey Chavis is Rain
right.
Man, yes.
Yeah, so you've had three reigns, if I remember, as Anarchy champion. Can you discuss those, you know, who you beat and what happened and, you know, just your basic overview of your three title reigns as Anarchy champion?
Yeah, the first one was when I defeated Rain Man in a cage, Corey Chavis in a cage. That was probably the biggest match that I'd had to that point and probably the match that helped me go to Puerto Rico. So I can thank Bill Barron and Corey Chavis for helping me go to Puerto Rico. That would have been the match that Luke Williams watched on YouTube that hadn't made him give me a phone call.
Now, let me jump in. Is that Luke Williams from the Sheep Herders?
Yeah, he and Sabio Vega were who I worked for down in Puerto Rico, and they were the bookers, yeah.
Okay.
And I learned a lot from those guys, how to be a big man, how to work my character, and just really all the fine-tuning needed to be on television. Second reign was defeating Shadow Jackson. The funniest part about that was he and I were a tag team, a babyface tag team, and I turned on Shadow Jackson and beat him up and made him bleed in front of this kid. And to this day, I'm one of his kid's favorite wrestlers.
Well, at least you didn't scar him for life.
And the fans are chanting one more time every time I hit him. So the joke became that I could punch a pregnant woman in the front row and remain a babyface to Anarchy. because I'm sure this kid had nightmares for about 3 years after that. But to this day, he loves me, and he doesn't hold anything against me for beating up his daddy. Yeah, we still joke about it in the back. We still joke about it. In between talking about Batman and Captain America.
And your third reign?
Third reign was more recently. It was after I came back from knee surgery. And I can't even remember who I defeated now.
I just got on the road. I had everything pulled up, and I'm on the road now, leaving the ball field, so I don't have it in front of me.
I can't even remember. That's how messed up my brain was after knee surgery. It was very, very soon after coming back from knee surgery. I believe it was 7.
I think it was 7.
It was 7 that I defeated. And he's come a long way. He was really green at the time. And he's come a long way since then. He's improved a lot. He's got a future if he can get committed.
Yeah, he's a big cat, no doubt about it. Kind of first time I saw him, Ernie Ladd was the first thing that came to my mind when I saw
him,
except with better definition.
That's what I didn't know who he was, and I was out for the knee surgery, and they told me that they got a new guy at Anarchy that's about my size and would be a good set of matches, and he looked like Ernie Ladd. And I was like, I don't want to get in a ring with anybody that looks like Ernie Ladd. Beat my ass. But yeah, he looks like Ernie Ladd, and if he get, like I said, if he get a little bit more committed, and not treat it as a part time thing, he'd really be able to go somewhere.
I completely agree with you there. Because I don't know where we're at on time, so you take back over. I've improved the ratings for the last quarter hour since you shut up for a little while.
Jay Leno is leaving the building.
Yeah, we do have to get ready for Adam Cole, but before we let you go, Michael, just let everybody know where they can find you online, on social media, and is there a website or a Facebook thing for Mid-Atlantic? Because I'm trying to find stuff and I'm having a hard time.
Yes. I believe the website is MACW.com, but they're on Facebook under MACW Wrestling or MACW. Maybe it's just MACW. But they have a website. It's MACW.com. And you can check that out. Come see the shows. Keep up with everybody as we go to China, because we're going to be going back a lot more November, and they're talking about 4 more trips next year. So that's gonna be really big.
All right, and then where can people find you on social media and whatnot?
You can find me on Twitter under 4B Fitness Ninja. 4B is reminiscent of my gym, 4 Balance Fitness. So you can find me on Instagram under 4 Balance Fitness. And you can find me under Facebook under Michael Judas or Michael Cole. So you've got the Cole brothers on the show tonight.
That's right. Charles gave that Charles broke kayfabe right away. I was trying to keep it under wraps, but
I think everybody knows it by now. I think it's flying around with social media being so prevalent.
Right. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, I want to echo that. We appreciate having you on tonight, and we appreciate all you have done. I appreciate all you have done for Anarchy and wrestling as a whole, and I look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate what you guys do for independent wrestling. It is awesome. And
thank you.
I'll be there Saturday night. I'll see you then.
I'm going to try to be there Saturday, but I'll definitely be at Dragon Con to see you, so. If not Saturday, I'll see you then.
Say hey when you see me.
All right.
All right, man.
All right, have a good night.
You guys have a good night. Later.
Thanks. So sorry about the audio. I don't know what's going on. It happens intermittently with Blog Talk Radio, it seems. But we're still here, and hopefully it wasn't too awkward for people listening. Thanks for bailing me out there, Charles.
We talked bad about you for a few minutes. It wasn't no big deal.
Well, as long as you were talking, that's all that really matters.
If it's wrong, is what my grandpa used to say.
Who used to say?
My grandpa, he used to say something. Even if it's wrong, do something.
Yeah. So, yeah, in just a few minutes, or we should be hearing from Adam Cole. Of course, we'll be talking about the Reloaded tour stop for Ring of Honor at the North Atlanta Trade Center that's coming up in a couple weeks. I don't think you were part of Georgia Wrestling Now when he was on the show a few months ago, were you, Charles?
No, sir, I was not, unfortunately.
Well, a lot has changed. At the time, the Kingdom was a very solid unit, and then I think the tag team of course, Adam Cole ended up getting injured and not being part of the last Ring of Honor show at the North Atlanta Trade Center, but the match that the Kingdom had, Michael Bennett and Matt Taven against the Briscoes, I think arguably was the beginning of their ascent to the tag team they are right now. I think they still have some IWGP tag titles. I think it's the junior tag titles or something like that. But they won those shortly after that event here in Georgia, and have just been seeing, you know, phenomenal success ever since, all over the world, really. So, of course, I don't know. Do you follow Ring of Honor, Mike, Charles?
I have to follow Ring of Honor over the last, you know, obviously since they, you know, got the Sinclair deal and were on television, would go back and do a lot of selective research on guys before that on YouTube or whatever, and obviously go with the early stuff, which I've amassed a nice little collection of early Ring of Honor posters too, with Brian Danielson and CM Punk and all those guys that I'm really proud of that hang in the war room at the Southern Pride Anarchy headquarters.
Well, then, you know, Adam Cole, there's some tension there between Adam Cole and the other members of the Kingdom. Of course, he will be in the main event of the show here, tagging with Red Dragon against Jay Lethal and Christopher Daniels and Kazarian. So that will probably just add to that tension, because the source of the tension is his friendship with his former tag team partner. Why is his name escaping me? Not Bobby Fish, the other guy in Red Dragon.
O'Reilly.
Yes, Kyle O'Reilly. Thank you.
Yes. See, I'm even learning a little about Ring of Honor. I'm going to Pro Wrestling Guerrilla and then into some of that Japanese shit next.
You still there, Charles?
I'm still here, brother.
Sorry.
I can't hear you. I'm not live way here in the States. I'm not in the palatial estates in downtown Atlanta like you are. I'm way out in the country. But I can hear you.
I know where you live, Charles.
Yeah.
Am I breaking up for you, or is it just...
So, yeah, I get you, and then you go away for a while. And I don't know if you're just not talking, you don't like me anymore, if you don't have nothing to say, or if you done fired me and cut me off. I really don't know.
Well, I assure you it's not me. It's I believe it's Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, just waiting for Adam Cole. So now.
So now tell me, you're going to be at the Ring of Honor show, I know, right?
I am planning on going, yes. Were you at the last one?
I was not at the last one. That actually happened to fall on my oldest daughter's birthday, was that date. And if you know me, I'm a family man, and family becomes, you know, comes before wrestling-related things. So we were out celebrating my daughter's birthday that night, and I missed it. And I had Moose had called me and said he wanted me to come, but I couldn't make it. But Lord willing, if the creek don't rise, I will be there for the next show. And I hear Anarchy is going to have a strong contingent of guys there, and I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, that's typically the case. P-Dog hatched the last show against Caprice Coleman. That was really entertaining. And then, of course, Corey Hollis was there.
Yeah, Caprice Coleman, that's another old Cornelia guy. Go cut his teeth up there at Cornelia as well.
Yep.
A lot of guys, and I think Bill told me when I talked with him just the other day, we were going to have, we're represented by about 10 guys with ties to Anarchy, Wildside, and Cornelia at the show.
Well, I believe we've got Adam, so I'm going to hit his music. Well, maybe not. Forget the music. Adam Cole, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties tonight. I don't know if you've noticed, but...
No problem, no problem. No worries. I know that's part of technology for you.
So, thanks for being a guest once again on Georgia Wrestling Now. Last time I talked to you, I think it was November of last year.
Okay.
We were talking to you to preview the Winter Warriors Tour show, which you ended up not being part of. I believe you were out with an injury once the show actually came to town. But this time you're in the main event, so things have changed quite a bit, and looking forward to that. So tell us a little bit about what you, I guess, I think last time you wrestled in Georgia, you were still with Future Shock with Kyle O'Reilly, correct? Back during WrestleMania weekend?
That's right. It's pretty crazy just these couple of events that you're mentioning, how full circle a lot of this has gone. So I think the last time, exactly like you said, that I wrestled in Georgia, I was teaming with Kyle O'Reilly. Coming up here on Ring of Honor Television, Future Shock's going to reunite. I'm going to team with Kyle again to challenge for the World Tag Titles. I find myself in the main event now, you know, teaming up with Red Dragon to take on Jay Lethal and The Addiction. So it's cool. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, I'm just happy to be back doing what I love to do. Those 5 months sitting at home on the couch not doing anything was the most brutal thing for me mentally, probably, that I've had to go through in my career, just because I love my job so much. So certainly excited to be back in Georgia, and definitely just in general excited to be back in Ring of Honor.
Charlie, before the audio starts breaking up again. Charles, are you there? Never mind.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Charles? Okay. Anyway, so like you were talking about, things have come full circle in a lot of ways. And, of course, the last time you were out. So what, since you came back, there's been the tension with you and the other members of The Kingdom, who had a great match at the last show here in Georgia. So do you know if they're even scheduled to be an event when you come back?
I'm not sure.